My name's Jeff Bajorek, and my career in sales has been a hell of a ride. And I want to bring you along with me. If you prefer to sell things at a premium, if you never want to win a deal on price, rethink the way you sell. Welcome back to the show. My name's Jeff Bajorek. I'm your host, and I'm here to help you rethink the way you sell. I'm back here to help you with season four. I am thrilled to bring this to you. And, you know, it's funny, every season that comes up, I like it better than the season prior. And it almost, you know, belies the content that's come before this. Like season three on prospecting, that's pillar content for me. That is my framework for teaching prospecting to my clients. And that's really good stuff. So if you're just joining me now, go back and check that out. Do yourself a favor, along with season two, which is about top performers and the difference between them and everybody else. And then going all the way back to my mini season one, what is your why? Because ultimately, and you're going to learn a little bit more about this as this season progresses, ultimately, that's where your alignment comes from. And without your alignment, it's really difficult to focus. It's really difficult to build the disciplines. It's really difficult to keep the boundaries around the work that you need to do. So that stuff is all really foundational. And that's why I put it there. That's why I put it there first. But now I'm really excited to dig into season four because it's going to represent some slight changes in format for me and what you may be used to with this show. And I'm going to get into all that here in a few minutes. But I want to tell you a story first. It was June 2021. I was in Atlanta at Outbound. I was a speaker there. I had a workshop as well as a virtual presentation for the program. And I was having a conversation with a couple of people out in front of my booth. And as I excused myself from the conversation and walked into the back of the auditorium, I had a thought. And it struck me like a lightning bolt. And I stopped in my tracks. And I pulled out my phone and I looked up this web domain just to see if it existed. And it didn't. And I was shocked because it's such a simple concept. It's a profound concept. But I couldn't believe that the web domain hadn't been taken yet. So I turned right back around, walked back to my table, pulled out my laptop, and I registered selllikeyou.com. And this concept, as I started thinking about it and I started talking to people about it, like I was getting a buzz. There was an energy in the air whenever I discussed this with people. And I knew right then that I was onto something. The problem was, I didn't know what to do with it. I knew it was a worthwhile concept, but there's got to be a whole lot more to it than just using your own words, right? Bringing a little personality, a little authenticity to your sales, to your techniques, to your methods. And so as I tried to work with it, I used the hashtag a few times and, you know, it got some response, but I really didn't know where to take it. So I set it down for a bit. Fast forward to summer 2022. Just a couple of months ago as I record this, and I'm going through a bit of a professional identity crisis. You know, I know I'm really good at what I do. My clients tell me that I'm good at what they do or what I do. They refer me to their friends, to their colleagues, to their clients in some respects, but I just feel like I'm missing something. And I remember having a couple of conversations throughout the past year with some friends of mine, with Larry Levine and with Todd Capone. And I mentioned those two specifically. They weren't the only two, but I mentioned those two specifically because it was eerily similar, the two conversations that we had. They both told me almost identical things. They said, Jeff, we love what you do. You know, I love what I do. Every time I tune in and I see you speak, I am enthralled. I am picking up what you're laying down. Like, keep doing it. But what are you known for? Now, Larry's the selling from the heart guy, right? And Todd is Mr. Transparency, right? These are brands that follow them wherever they go. They're brands that precede them before they enter the room or the conversation. I didn't have that. I was known as a really, really smart guy, which is what I was trying to do, quite frankly. But being smart, being good, that's not quite enough. And so as I went back and thought and I hired some consultants and some coaches, and I really did a lot of kind of tear your guts out coaching, lay it all out there. Let's see what we've got here. And as I went back through my content, as I went back through what I really believe in and what is a common vein throughout everything that I've been teaching and working with my clients on, it's this concept of belief. But belief feels kind of squishy. Like, again, it's another one of these things that people take for granted because you need to have it. And without belief, there's no performance. But let's go a little bit deeper than that. Let's go to integrity, which goes deeper than authenticity and everything else that my friends like Andy Paul and Todd Capone again and Larry Levine again and so many others have talked about. This concept of authenticity, there's more there. And as I continued to think about it and kind of peel back the layers of the onion, I arrived at Sell Like You again. But this time from a much more profound state of mind, from a much more profound conceptual point of view. And so that's what you're going to get in season four. Now, this is a little bit of a departure from my previous seasons because I don't know when this one's going to end. I've had these seasons kind of packaged in terms of subject material. I had some things I wanted to cover. I had these things set down so that I could refer back to them at later dates. That was really, really important to me. But Sell Like You is something that continues to evolve for me. So while I believe that I have the frameworks intact and I believe that I've got something here that is ready for your consumption, the more I investigate it, the deeper I get. The more I investigate it, the richer the context gets. And that's what I'm really inspired to share with you over these next several episodes. And so I mentioned a slightly different format. I'm going to a weekly release rather than a bi-weekly release. I want to give these episodes more room to breathe. Most of them are going to be interviews. You're still going to hear just from me, like you are right now, a few minutes at a time. But I'm digging into these conversations because these unscripted discussions that I'm having with guests are leading to places that deserve further exploration. And as I've recorded probably a half dozen interviews right now, every one of those interviews has taken on a different theme. And so after those interviews, I'm going to identify that theme and then dig a little deeper there to help you understand, look, as well as selfishly me, understand what it means to sell like you, to bring your whole self. You trust your intuition, trust that voice inside of your head, that feeling in your gut. What does it mean to sell like you? So you're going to have more interviews. You're going to have more insights. You're going to have a playbook. And I hope you're willing to come along with me on this journey to discover what it means to sell like you. So are you ready? Are you ready to take this journey with me? Are you ready to explore what it means to reach your ultimate sales potential? I hope so. We're going to get started in the very next episode. I'll see you then.
Rethink the Way You Sell is a Pod About It production. It's mixed and edited by Doug Branson, with music by Blue Dot Sessions and Doug Branson. This podcast is masterminded by Jeff Bajorek.